yes, this is Peterborough Pond Cleaning Services here, Rodney speaking. We're not available to take your call at the moment, so I'm having a fag and I think Maureen's had a back with a bloody golfie. Anyway, leave a message after beep, we'll get back to you. Beep.
Hello, is that Pond Cleaning Services? I didn't quite get that. I think I've got the right place. Anyway, yes, I've got a bit of a problem. On Monday night, while I was having my cocoa and just getting ready, you know, to go to bed, there was this awful sound in the garden. And it was a splash, and I looked out my window, and there was this bloody yobbo bathing with the koi. Anyway, it's left an awful mess. He soon skedaddled when I shot at him, of course, and set the hinds on him. But anyway, I would like it if somebody could call me back, please. And we'll arrange for somebody to come and clean this goddamn mess up. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, oh, keep up the good work. Yes, goodbye.
Hello, my husband has just phoned a couple of moments ago to book one of your engineers and cleaning department gentlemen people to come and look at the pond. Well, it's not good enough. I don't want it yesterday, tomorrow, next year, or bloody ever. The young man that fell in the pond could have been injured, you know, and I don't want to have a lawsuit on my case. Bloody cheek. Poor little lad. He might have been harmed in some way. I mean, those koi, some of them have got teeth, you know. So don't send anybody round, because if you do, I'll set the dogs on them. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Keep up the good work. Bye, bye, bye.
Hello. Mater and Pater have phoned, I believe, and Pater wants somebody to come out and clean the bloody mess in the bloody pond, and Mater, well, quite honestly, she's not all right in the head. So please do send somebody round, but could you send them in an unmarked car? You know, the ones with, like, blacked out windows, and preferably with ER2 on the number plate. She'll then think she's going to bingo, and then we can smuggle her away down the park, cook a few burgers or whatever for the old bird, you know, give her a sort of tango or a Pepsi Max. Nothing with sugar, I have to add. And then one of your chaps might be kind enough to clear the bloody mess up. This hippie, God knows what he was wearing. I think he might have even been wearing perfume, you know. Anyway, send someone round. Don't forget ER2 on the number plate and take it down to the park. Burgers and Pepsi Max. Okay, lovely. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hello. Well, I'm disgusted with your behaviour. Sending that black Mariah round with three gentlemen in it, they grabbed me in very strange places, you know. I won't be having any of it. I was upset, I was distraught, and I was never, ever, ever touched like that in my life before. So if you could send them around again about Monday afternoon, they don't have to clean the pond, of course. They can take me for another ride. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hi, cleaning department here. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, what do you want? What, to go round that posh house again? You're all fucking having a laugh, ain't you? Do you know what happened to me last week? I nearly got raped by that old bird, didn't I? I mean, it's my job, it's my reputation, it's my keen attention to detail that keeps me here. Not being grabbed by some old bird with claw hands, and those dogs pinned me down. Those little corgis, they're fucking vicious, they are. Anyway, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. Okay, right, yeah, Monday, 3:45. Okay, shit, thanks a lot, bye.